Hello. You are listening to the All Things College podcast show with Dr. Lewis. And today we're going to talk about, hey, you have your PhD, and now you want to know, how do you become a speaker on panels? Maybe you have always admired people who got to speak, and you kind of want to know, how do you get to be a speaker? You know, you feel like you have a lot to say. You've been studying a long time. So now, you know, you want to say and share your ideas, and you've become this expert. So let me tell you what to do. There are several ways. Number one, if there's a specific panel that you are interested in, you can contact the host of the panel and say, hey, I'd like to lend my expertise to the panel. They will have you submit an application. You fill it out. Usually they want an excerpt of your works, maybe something you've published, maybe a film that you've completed, and you send it to them. And it normally takes them between at least 90 days to get back with you, depending on when the conference is. Okay? Because you're either going to have to apply that way, or sometimes the host of the conference will tell you the way in which you'll have to apply. But yeah, reach out. That's one way. Another way is if you already know people hosting, you can just put a bug in their ear. Hey, if you need people to host a conference, I like to sit on a panel. So that way they'll contact you in the future if they have an opening. The third way is you could create your own talks, your own discussion board, your own conference. And that way you'd have control over what your panelists speak about. You can be one of your panelists, or you can even be the moderator. And that's something too you might want to think about. Sometimes you may not want to sit on an actual panel. You just maybe may want to moderate. And that's okay too. Where there's different people speaking and you get to move the conversation along, make sure that all questions are answered by the audience, make sure that everybody on the panel has had their fair share in employing information to the public. So that's fun. What else? I have been contacted and asked to do it. I've had people to reach out to me. Some I've said, hey, I want to do. Others I was not interested in. Now, I do want to caution you. If you say no, people will take it personal, because I've had a couple of people take it personal with me where they stopped talking to me because I turned down a situation for whatever reason. And I'm not sure why, because I'm a straight shooter. So if I can't do something, I'm not going to let you think I'm coming then up until the night before and then tell you 5 hours before the event. You're going to know immediately. I'm going to check my calendar, see if that's a good time for me. And then sometimes people may want you to speak at like an educational conference and sit on their panel, which someone wanted me to do. And I said, thanks for the invite, but I'm looking at this conference. I'd like to do my own thing, speak and present my own information by myself. You may not always want to connect with people. You may want to do it yourself, and that's okay. Now, let me tell you some things that I've learned from speaking on the panel. It's very important that you brand yourself and do things very neatly and professionally. Like when I speak on panels, I always have a PowerPoint presentation. I've spoken on panels where some people did not. Some people spoke off the cuff with their mind. Some people read stuff off their phone. I made a mini film and then I inserted it within my PowerPoint and presented my information. It was very quick. I didn't have a lot of slides. I didn't take them through 50 slides. I took them through maybe 8. Okay. So they could get the gist, to leave time for questions. And you don't put a lot on your slides. You're knowledgeable. You're the expert. So you should kind of be able to use the slide as a reference, but not as a read from. Okay. You're referring to it, but you're talking. You're giving eye contact. You're out in the audience. You're walking around. you're making connections. That's important to me. And because I create films, it was important to me to open up with a mini movie, which really went great. What else do I want to share? Paid versus non-paid. Some people have this thing where they're like, hey, I'm only speaking if I get paid. I'm kind of up in the air about it because sometimes you're trying to get your name out there. So just the opportunity is payment enough. Not all the time it's going to come with money. Sometimes it'll come with benefits such as they'll put you up in a really nice hotel. They'll provide your meals. They'll provide free access to listen to other speakers within that conference. So it's not always about a check. Sometimes it is about a check. You just have to determine what works best for you. You want to look at how long the organization has been intact. Like how long have they been going strong? Who are some of the previous people that spoke on the panel? Can they afford to even pay you? Can you afford to even be there? You have to take a lot of things in consideration and make the best decision for you. But that is pretty much how you're going to go about deciding on whether or not you want to be a speaker. But don't get discouraged. Sometimes you will get a lot of no's before yeses. Sometimes you may get all no's. It's just not your time. Or host your own thing. Like I said earlier, host your own event. It's never too late. Contact some of your colleagues. Say, hey, I'm putting together a panel. You could start small where you do it online. You pre-record it. You post it out there and have people watch it at their leisure. Or if you want to schedule a venue to have it where people come in person. I've never done the venue thing. I more so have had talks surrounding my books online to allow people to look at it at their leisure. So yeah, don't let it stop you. If that's something you want to do, you have several different avenues that I discuss. Okay. This is Dr. Lewis signing off on the All Things College podcast show. Thanks for joining me. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.